Hi, I'm Professor Pooch, and I'd like to welcome you to today's Poochcast. Today I want to discuss the benefits of forming an indie record label. Yes, there are still many artists and bands out there that still dream about being signed to that big major label, or at least to a large indie. But as I'm sure you know, those so-called major labels aren't doing so well right now. And with the state of the music industry being so unstable, and with majors laying off staff right and left, I highly recommend, at least at first, that you start out playing the part of the record company yourselves, as an indie label. Let's face one fact. Most majors won't sign you anyway until you are able to sell a minimum of 25,000 physical or digital products on your own, or with an indie. So why not you just being the indie yourself meanwhile? Here's a few of the major benefits to at least starting out on your own. 1. If you do well locally and regionally and have an established presence on the web, you will probably get a much better contract offer with an established record company than you normally would have, if you could even get any contract offer. 2. You will receive and possibly retain much of your own production company and recording company royalties. You must understand, if you paid for the recordings, or used your own studio, or worked out a deal with a studio, whatever, with whomever, you own the recordings. That's that circle with a P inside you see on a CD, and it stands for the owner of the production or recording. 3, you have a much better chance of keeping, or at least getting some, if not all, of your music publishing royalties. Please remember to separate in your mind that the recordings are one form of income, and the songs are a separate form of income. They are considered two separate entities. 4, you will have and have a better chance to keep more artistic control, especially if you've proven that people like your music by the way your product is selling, that is CDs, downloads, etc., and that people are showing up at your gigs. 5, you may even be able to become a subsidiary of a large company yourself. For example, Professor Pooch Records / Sony. Instead of going on, let me just say you'll be in much better shape regarding having and retaining more creative and business control and power, plus much better financial control. You're handling the money. For example, you'll find out that you'll make as much money selling 25,000 CDs than selling more than 250,000 with a major. And it's great not having to wait forever to get penny number one. And do remember, nowadays these major labels are becoming only interested in 360 deals, where they're making money on everything you do. By the way, there have also been many, many artists, and maybe you fit in here, who just wanted to do or had to start out on their own or with a small indie. A few examples being maybe, one, because you or they weren't considered good enough by the labels, or two, because they were too different or maybe too old or not pretty enough or the like, or 3, still others who just wanted to keep full control, period. To sum it up, having your own record company, at least at first, is an option you definitely should consider. And remember, it's also possible, if you start out on your own and you are happy where you are, you may decide you like to stay where you are, being in charge of your own musical life. Today's topic: forming an indie record label, setting yourself up for business. I love it when somebody asks me, Hey, how do I become or start a record company? And my answer is, poof, you're a record company. Congratulations, there is no one to stop you. But there are things you need to take care of to set yourself up for a safe and successful trip. First, there are several main situations where a person or a group of people will want to start a record company, so you can reap all the benefits from selling your recorded products. 1. You're an artist or the artist's manager, and you want or need to start one for yourself as the artist. And or 2. You're a producer who wants to start a record company, put out different artists they produce. And or 3. Anyone else who wants to start a record company to put out artists. No matter where you fit, there are tactical steps to take, business-wise and legally, so you not only look like you have your stuff together, you actually do. Therefore, no matter whether you want to do it yourself or align with a major label later on, or anywhere in between, you'll be prepared for anything, and in a good position to deal with anyone. Today I'm going to focus on an artist or band who simply wants to release their own recordings. Let's start out with the business steps and legal contracts you should keep in mind. 1. I recommend you incorporate to protect your personal assets and for tax reasons, etc. Remember to ask for an EIN number, that's a tax ID number. Most people nowadays form LLCs, which are less expensive and easier to deal with and are fine for indie labels. You can do this yourself. You don't need an attorney. 2. Copywriting your recordings. Yes, these copyrights are different than copywriting the songs. By registering your copyrights, it states you own the recordings. Now note, you got to keep in mind that the recordings, which was formerly the SR form, and the songs, the PA form, can have different or the same owners, but are, should always be considered as two separate forms of income. 3. Unless you're doing it as a single person, you will need a partnership agreement with the others involved in owning the company. Now, if you're a band, it should be covered in your band agreement. This will spell out the power and responsibilities and a whole lot more. 4. An artist to record company agreement. If you are the artist or your band is, you should all sign to yourself. Why? This way, if you decide later on to be aligned with a major or other indie for distribution or for any other reason, you'll be in a better position of control, because certain parameters have been set up and you'll be dealing as the record company. 5. An artist to producer agreement. This occurs if someone else is producing you. Normally a producer gets paid either cash by the hour or song or project, which is called the front end, or points, usually 2 to 4 points on the back end, which covers sales and downloads, etc. products, or a combination of the both the front end and the back end. Especially if one or two people in the band are the producers, not the whole band, the actual producers should sign to their record company as the producers of the artist. Also, if the artist is signed to their record company, the producer will be hired by the record company for producing that artist, which can solve problems down the road. And 6, the splits. The splits is this term in the music industry of how the percentages of all income are going to be split up. This can become a major headache and must be solved before recording. There is no problem if you are self-contained, that is, you don't use any outside people for any creative process, because that is, or should be covered in your band agreement. But if you use outside songwriters, publishers, producers, whomever, for anything, make sure it's all on paper so that you don't get held up later on fighting over monies. I've seen recordings held up 9-10 months because different other people started showing up wanting to say that they had a part of this recording process. Today we're discussing the different ways you make your money. Previously, I've covered the benefits of owning your own indie labels and the legal contractual ends. Now let's start making some money. And to keep things simple, I'm just going to stick to the particular situation where an artist and or their manager owns his, her, their own record company. And the artist, at least at the moment, is the only artist on the company. Yes, in some point in time, you may wish to add other artists to your label. And if you're a band, some of the members may wish to do solo projects. No matter what, this will work in all those situations also. And although much of this information is aimed at self-ownership, it will help producers and other type of indie owners to check this info out also. By the way, the following info is in no special order. It's all important. All right, let's start. If you're a record company and or a performer, sign up with Sound Exchange. That's soundexchange.com. They will pay you royalties for artist performances for internet only, webcasters, satellite radio like Sirius XM, digital cable and satellite television music performances. And you could sign up as both artist and record company and get paid twice. And also, if you've had stuff on the internet, you know, that's already out there playing, do a search on Sound Exchange to see if you already have money, do you? By the way, they're still fighting about it in Congress, but it looks more and more like there will be a settlement eventually so that you can get paid for your artist record company performances on AM and FM radio. We're one of three of the main countries in the whole world where the artist doesn't get paid. Next, if you're the publisher also, if you aren't, you should be, you need to fill out your work registration form for each recording of each particular song so they can track them and pay you. You'll find these forms depending on your performing rights organization, otherwise known as PRO, in the USA, at BMI.com, ASCAP.com, or CSAC.com. Next, labeling your products. Every physical recording you put out should have the correct labeling on it. First, the song ownership copyright. For example, all songs copyrighted, that circle to C, 2010 Pooch Stuff Publishing. And mention whether it's BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC. Your recording ownership copyright. For example, circle with a P, 2010 Pooch's Records. That's the record company. Next, make sure your record company name and your LLC or whatever incorporation name you have and a mailing address is on stuff. Use a P.O. box unless you have an office. Every website where the product is promoted or sold should also have this above information. Simply put, it's been proven. The more this info stands out and doesn't have to be searched for, the more likely it will be tracked so you get paid. Next subject, manufacture and distribution. Yes, you will need some physical copies, CDs, DVDs, whatever you're using, even in 2011, because that's what some people still want or need. It's also a great promo, and it can make you money. You have the internet, now use it. Check out CD Baby and TuneCore plus his Reverb Nation, etc. to sell and distribute your digital and physical copies. Of course, if you can get some in stores to sell, that's great. Plus, sell them at your gigs. Next, merchandising and branding. This is a way to make a lot of money, especially nowadays, and includes selling tees and other kinds of products associated with bands. And if you can work out deals with sponsors like clothing lines, equipment companies, etc., all the better. They may help promote you and even sponsor your touring, for example. Next topic, placements. This has become a very important way to not only make money, but also get known, which makes you even more money. I am talking about placing your recordings in TV shows and films. Even if you have to make little or no money at first on an independent venture, it's still very important exposure. And remember, if they're using your songs and your recordings, that equals two separate payments, though it may be licensed together. Now, previously I've covered the benefits of owning your own indie labels and legal contractual ends and the ways you make your money. Today, we're covering successfully operating an indie record label. The dilemma of actually trying to run a successful indie label while simultaneously being its artist. On one side, you're an artist, where you must keep in mind without great songs and great recorded and live performances, you're wasting a lot of time. Therefore, you should be working on your writing, arranging, producing, practicing, playing shows, recordings, multimedia, etc., while simultaneously making and keeping the necessary close connection with your fans, or everybody's wasting their time. On the other side, someone has to take care of the day-to-day as well as ongoing projects, etc. That is the business side. That is, if you want it to be more than just a hobby, and you're interested in at least, if not becoming a Gaga or a Bieber, still earning a living. The following responsibilities would each take more than one blog to describe, so I'll just list them here with a few comments. Number one, management duties. That is, you need someone with a music business background at the minimum, if at all possible, responsible for guiding the artist as well as running the operations necessary, including coordinating all of your and the business's activities, including all the rest of the responsibilities, but not limited to. Second one, the record company duties. Physical and digital manufacturing and distribution, as well as artist development, which the majors don't do anymore, but it's still essential. The next, music publishing duties. A big source of your income, from mechanicals to airplay to sync licenses, all separate from your artist income. Next, agent type work. For performances, booking, and product placements, etc., an agent is anyone who places anybody or anything for anyone for a piece of the action, basically. Next, making contacts for any and everything and everyone you need to make things happen. Next, promotion. To let fans know you even exist. You could be the greatest and most creative performer with great songs and great recordings, but if no one knows you exist. Next, public relations. That's responsibility for putting you and your products in a good light to your fans, business, etc. Never forget, as unglamorous as it may sound, you, the artist, technically as well as actually, are a product. And how you come across to your fans, your audience, and everybody is very important. Next, your legal and contract work. I'll just say, ignore this and you're probably going to get ripped off. Next, accounting. Keeping track of your finances, your money in and out, and you want the IRS not to be on your tail. Next, miscellaneous but important items and responsibilities, including artwork, photography, videography, mailings, everything. There's just so much. And of course, the inevitable, where's the money coming from to make this all work? Now, normally, up until the last year or two, if you were, quote unquote, just an artist, and were going through a major label or a large indie, a lot of the responsibilities I mentioned would be handled by the label. However, companies have been pushing many of the responsibilities onto the manager anyway, so having the right manager could be a big step. To me, the ultimate manager who would be running my show would be able to advance my career by having amazing contacts, great overall music business knowledge, and a lot of money to invest in me. I wouldn't care if it was a known management company or a group of people who had all this that I need that was necessary to advance my career in a way that I was happy with. Of course, I would have first handled everything in my Before You Sign With Anyone article that's in my free library to make sure I retained ownership and control of everything. You know, for leverage and making the best deal if I wanted to go with a major or whomever. Now, if you can't find that type of person or company who would be interested in being your manager, then the alternative would be finding the right person or people to handle the management role. It's a fact. Someone has to make decisions and keep everyone going in the same direction without duplicating contacts and efforts. No matter what, if at all possible, you want all your people, not just the manager, to fit the following description. It's just as important to be creative on the business end as you or your client is on the creative end, all the while staying up to date on all formats and ideas and networks, etc., and a step ahead also. It's also possible, if you start out on your own and you're happy where you are, you may decide you'd like to stay where you are with your own company. Or meeting the situation halfway, you may be able to align your label with a larger label, where they will do certain particular things for you, such as manufacturing and distribution of the physical products, for example. Well, that's it for today, but you can find way more information on what I just covered in the first three articles in my free library on ProfessorPooch.com, or get totally detailed parts of everything I covered in my book and courses that are available on my site. And remember, if you have any questions or need my help in any way, please email me at pooch@professorpooch.com. Tune in for the next episode. Bye-bye.